Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is August the 14th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah chapters 22 to 24. It's time to examine how well we know God. We read in Jeremiah chapter 22 verses 15 and 16 like this. Shall you reign because you enclose yourself in cedar? Did not your father eat and drink and do justice and righteousness? Then it was well with him. He judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then it was well. Was not this knowing me, says the Lord? In the above passage, the prophet Jeremiah bitterly denounces King Jehoiakim, who was oppressive, covetous, corrupt, and an idolater. He cared only for the dishonest gain, oppression, and extortion. He had enlarged and adorned his house by unjust means, which included using forced labor and levying heavy taxes on the people. The people were forced to work without pay as Jehoiakim lavished money on cedar panels for his palace. Perhaps Jehoiakim thought that because he was an Israelite and because his father had known the Lord, that he automatically knew the Lord as well. However, he was mistaken. His father Josiah had matched his words with actions, actually doing justice and righteousness, and in that sense, he knew the Lord. Thus, knowledge of God here is related to concern for the poor and needy. Jeremiah equates bringing justice and righteousness to the poor and needy with knowing God. To know God is to be and behave like Him in loving our neighbor as ourselves. Knowing the Lord also requires being faithful to His commandments. Unfortunately, the people of Israel perished because of their lack of knowledge of God and disobedience to His commandments. At present, there are two ways by which we can know God. First, by having a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Second, by living a godly lifestyle that pleases Him. If we say we know God, then our actions should reflect it. As we read in 1 John chapter 1 verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. It is time for us to examine how well we know God in the above two aspects. Not only should we have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, but we should also develop a personal intimacy with God and reflect Him in our everyday lifestyle. In the words of Jesus Christ, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. God wants us to truly know Him, not just know about Him. To do that, God will inscribe His word in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which will shape our identity and behavior. Let us endeavor to know God today.